Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel, and welcome to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. Here are my weather thoughts on this Friday, 10th day of July 2020. Get ready for the weekend, folks. The upper level ridge of high pressure is building overhead. As I always say, it's like the lid on the atmosphere, and as that lid builds, we begin to see less and less in the way of cloud cover, more and more in the way of sunshine. In other words, cloud development is basically stunted. It is held off because you can't get that much rising motion in the atmosphere. And at the same time with that lid in place, we keep the heat building below the lid. So temperatures are going to peak probably Sunday into Monday as the upper level high pressure overhead of south central Texas becomes its strongest. We're probably going to see temperatures at or perhaps breaking records by Sunday and Monday. Our records right now are sitting at about 104, 105, 106 for Sunday and Monday in the Austin area, depending on whether you're talking about Mabry or out at Austin-Bergstrom International Airport. In either case, we at least have the chance of tying those records, if not breaking them by then. Looks like the upper-level high may weaken a tad, not very much, by the middle and latter part of next week, and all that's going to do is bring the highs down closer to 100. I still expect highs around or in excess of 100 over the next seven-day period, and with this upper-level ridge or this lid on the atmosphere in place, no rain chances over the next 7 days. Let's talk briefly about the tropics. This time of year, we have to watch that. And from the National Hurricane Center in Miami, the folks there are watching Tropical Storm Faye this morning. It's off the coast of east coast of Virginia this morning, moving kind of north-northeast, and there are tropical storm warnings up there. That system moving north at about 10 miles an hour, not a threat for us, and of course, in Texas, and nothing else out in the Atlantic Basin over the next 5 days that poses any threat. Off the west coast, or not off the west coast, but off the south coast of Mexico, and actually off the west coast of Central America, there's a disturbed area of weather, a strong tropical wave that's emerged over the far eastern Pacific, just off the coast of Central America. This system is likely to become a tropical depression as it moves westward into the open Pacific over the coming days. That doesn't threaten Mexico at this point, and of course that means it does not have the possibility of causing much change in our weather across Texas. Christina is a tropical storm also southwest, a few hundred miles to the southwest of the southern tip of Baja. It's out in the Pacific as well. Not an indication of trouble for Mexico, ultimately for the state of Texas either. So those systems out there in the Pacific, this is what we have to watch this time of year, but there's just nothing out there that poses any threat at this point. Upper level high pressure holds, and that means the dry weather holds, and that means the summertime temperatures hold as well. Folks, that's my weather thought on this Friday, 10th day of July 2020. I'm going to take the weekend off. I'll update those weather thoughts again on Monday morning. I hope you have a safe, a good weekend. Stay cool out there. We'll talk again early next week.